the higher the record amount of vacancies that are there. And obviously we want to work to make sure that people can work more hours in the first place. So this is all part of a wider scheme, whilst we're also increasing the national living wage, which the Low Pay Commission will report back to us soon, and other measures in terms of holiday support for school children and childcare.
Okay, so there's a lot going on, and I know that you want to present those other things. Let's just ask this, though. Sabine Goodwin of the Independent Food Aid Network says the numbers of people needing emergency food aid will inevitably grow as a result, really representing the food banks. Now, is it your expectation that that is correct or incorrect? Do you think more people will use food banks? Because this gives us a measure against which we can judge whether all these other things you've talked about, whether they've worked.
Well, I think what I'm saying is that you are looking at one particular measure, a £6 billion measure. And bear in mind, of course, we haven't heard an alternative to where that £6 billion, that ongoing £6 billion a year would come from. It equates to about a penny on tax.
Well, you could tax the likes of me a lot more, and that would do it. But look, I mean, I'm not arguing about what the measures are. I'm saying, let's look at the outcome. Would you accept, if more people start using food banks over the next 2 months or 3 months or 6 months, would you accept that those other things you've talked about haven't worked because more people are using food banks?
Well, look, yeah, and I think this is why we need to target that support better. So what we need to do and what we will do is look at things holistically rather than each individual measure which is raised as, albeit important, political debate. The Chancellor will look at the whole gamut of public finances as it affects the lowest paid.
Right, if more people use food banks, if more people end up using food banks, probably the Chancellor has miscalculated in some way.
I think we need to review what is happening with the economy, because we can predict, we can model, but we don't know. There is no certainty in any predictions.
Can I ask this? Do you think I should be, I've got spare cash, do you think I should be donating to food banks at the moment as the pressure on them seems to be growing? I mean, Sabine Goodwin says as the winter approaches, there's a real danger food banks will run out of options to support people in need in their communities. Really, do you want the likes of me to donate to food banks in order to help them look after the people who may suffer as a result of the universal credit card?
If you have spare cash, Evan, and you were talking about taxing as well, there are two things you can do. You can support charities that are doing amazing work in localized, targeted work in various areas, not just in food banks, but in lots of other philanthropic areas. Or you can actually donate some of that money to HMRC, because you can volunteer tax as well. So don't feel the need for people to send you a tax bill if you want to contribute to the public.
So your answer to those who feel well off at the moment and who feel, in a sense, a degree of conscience about those who are going to be struggling, is voluntarily pay some tax as a way of helping.
I'm just trying to answer your question as direct as I can.
Okay. You said, or we give to food banks.
The charity, and of which food banks and especially Trustful Trust is one charity of many that do amazing work.
It is massively hard to think of something as big as a cut in £1,000 of millions of households' income in a day, £1,000 a year over a day. It didn't get a mention in the Prime Minister's speech today. Do you not think that's a bit odd?
Well, Evan, I don't remember the conversation when we added the £20 18 months ago.
Well, I remember the Chancellor boasting about the action he was taking.
I don't remember quite as many interviews saying, isn't it wonderful because the Chancellor has added all of these sort of things to cope with the emergency and the pandemic. So, as I say, I'm slightly resisting the premise of your question.
Let's move on.
Target this support as best we can.
Let's move on. Wages. The Prime Minister setting out his aspiration for a higher wage economy, one that doesn't rely on immigration. Can I ask you this? Does that logic apply to care workers? We don't have enough of them. They're in short supply. And the government has a health and care workers visa scheme in order for immigrants to come in. Now, isn't business entitled to say, this is taking the mick? What are you doing? What are you talking